Hello and welcome to, what is this, episode 22 of Just Another Priest Podcast. I'm Father Kyle Schnippel. I'm a priest for the Archdiocese of Cincinnati, pastor of two parishes. I know it's been a while. I've recorded homilies, but it's been a while since I've recorded an actual podcast episode. Been crazy busy with a couple of things, as you might have heard, picked up in some of those homilies. The last week's been a bit of a stressful week for me with some family situations. And it's just a reminder as I do this, the importance of praying for priests, praying for each other, sacrifices that we make, and which are often, so often, just joyous sacrifices. We do things, we love to do them, and we're privileged and blessed to do them. Sometimes we still struggle as well. So this episode of the podcast is, I wrote some notes out for our pastoral leadership, pastoral council for my two parishes. I delivered those, last week, I guess, and now I'm just recording them for this podcast to put them out there. It's on almsgiving, one of the three marks of the church during Lent. Hope that it's worthwhile and bears some fruit, and just know I'm praying for you during this Lenten season. I humbly ask for your prayers and just allowing the Lord to strip away all those things that keep us from Him as we make it through this great season. God bless, and with that, we'll get started. The section of the Catechism on life in Christ, which is the third section of the Catechism, the moral teaching of the Church, where the authors are discussing the moral law of the Church, there's a distinction made between the old law, which is summarized in the Ten Commandments, versus the new law, which is also known as the law of the gospel. In paragraph 1965, this new law is described as the perfection here on earth of the divine law. It is the work of Christ and is expressed in the Sermon on the Mount. This law of grace is this law is the grace of the Holy Spirit given to the faithful through faith in Christ Jesus. It teaches us what must be done and gives us an understanding of how to live life in Christ Jesus. The new law of grace in Christ Jesus brings to perfection the old law of the Mosaic Code and orients the believer towards the kingdom of heaven as revealed in the preaching of Christ, of Jesus. Remember, he comes not to abolish but to fulfill the law. The big question that arises for me in these reflections is how do we enter into that perfection as a disciple of Christ? True, I think the first thing to remember, it's what Christ does in us, but how do we prepare our hearts and our souls to have that perfection achieved within by Jesus and the work of the Holy Spirit? And we're making our way through this great season of Lent. And the three marks of Lent, the three signposts, as it were, are designed to help bring about this perfection. And the new law, the practices of religion, as the Catechism says, which are prayer, fasting, and almsgiving, help to tame the more base instincts that we have, the more basic instincts that we have, so that we can be oriented towards the other and towards Christ Jesus. And while all three are certainly important, just for this talk, for this this little edition of the podcast, I'd like to look a little bit more closely at what almsgiving is and why that's important. Interesting, the section on the Catechism on the Sacrament of Penance picks up the theme of almsgiving as well, and recognizes that in our charitable giving, there should be a bit of a pinch in how we give generously to those who are in need. Hence, Jesus holds up the example of the widow who gives two small coins as a greater sacrifice than the rich man who gives from his surplus wealth. But these periods of penance are not for the sake of penance alone. Contrary to popular belief, the Church does not want us to go around flogging ourselves just for the sake of it. Rather, they are ways of dying to self to live for the other. And this gets picked up in the last section of the Catechism in paragraph 2447, the section on prayer. We read, "The works of mercy are charitable actions by which we come to the aid of our neighbor in his spiritual and bodily necessities. Instructing, advising, consoling, comforting are spiritual works of mercy, as are forgiving and bearing wrongs patiently. The corporal works of mercy consist especially in feeding the hungry, sheltering the homeless, clothing the naked, visiting the sick, the imprisoned, and burying the dead." These all come to us from Matthew 25. Among all these, giving alms to the poor is one of the chief witnesses to fraternal charity. It is also a work of justice pleasing to God. He who has two coats, the catechism continues, let him share with him who has none, and he who has food must do likewise. But give for alms those things which are within, and behold, everything is clean for you. If a brother or sister is ill-clad or a lack of daily food, and one of you says to them, go in peace, be warmed and filled, without giving them the things needed for the body, what does it profit? And that's the end of that quote from the catechism. This practice of charity and almsgiving is part of our reality as Christians. It's a work of justice pleasing to God. Wow. When I read that, I was like, ooh, that's a pretty significant statement that the catechism is making there. And so it can't be satisfied by merely just giving things into the collection basket or giving things away. The law of charity, which guides our almsgiving, necessitates that we have this encounter with those whom we are serving, those whom we are giving charitably, because it involves the whole person donating to the whole person, this back and forth exchange. And so to close my remarks here for this little version of the podcast, I'd like to close with that recognition that so often happens when this law of charity and perfection comes to pass. Often the one giving actually receives way more than the one who is the receiver of that charity. No longer is that one to whom I'm donating just the poor or the needy or someone distant. No longer are they merely other, but now they are brother or sister in Christ. And I think that's part of our journey, part of our goal in the Christian journey, is how do we recognize that constant encounter with Christ among our brothers and sisters in Him? And when we make this journey through this great Lenten season, May our almsgiving in particular help us to recognize His presence among us. God bless. Please be sure to follow me on Facebook and Twitter for both of them, at Father Schnipple, F-A-T-H-E-R. Schnipple is S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L. Hope you're all doing well. God bless. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.